It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senate Republicans are concerned about cap and tax and high-cost fuel standard bills passed by majority Democrats in the Senate. They're concerned that they'll raise gas prices and hurt citizens. Cap and tax was the first to be approved, despite every Republican voting no.
Really, what we do in Washington State when it comes to this policy will have no impact on world climate, no measurable impact on world's greenhouse gas emissions. So we have to take a look at what this bill actually does. And to understand this bill, I think, like in many things in life and many things in the legislature, you have to follow the money. Now, this legislation will raise billions of dollars from the people of Washington State. Now, who's going to pay those billions of dollars? Well, it's not going to be the oil refineries. It's not going to be the manufacturers. It's going to be the people of Washington State who are going to pay it to increase costs for their energy. Now, some in the oil industry are supporting this legislation because they believe that the bill is going to pass. And so if the bill is going to pass, let's make it as good for our bottom line as possible. And I respect that. You know, corporations have to survive from year to year, no matter who's in the legislature. They have to be able to make a profit and keep their people employed. And as a legislator who has two oil refineries, what I have always said is I am going to work to keep those great paying jobs in Whatcom County because I'm doing it for the great people that work there, the family wage jobs that they have, the ability to invest in our community. You know, I'm not standing up for the corporate interest that's based in London or based in Houston or based in the Netherlands. I'm fighting for the employees at those particular facilities, those family wage jobs, to keep those things here and for the energy they produce that fuels our economy. And they do it very, very effectively. And we need to maintain that. But as you follow the money on this, you're going to see the way this legislation has been crafted will benefit certain large corporations because the money comes from the individual family. You can call it regressive if you want. This is much more regressive than a sales tax, I'll tell you. This is probably going to be the most regressive tax that we have in Washington State. So it always makes you wonder also when people complain about a regressive tax system, which we can debate and argue about because I don't believe it is. But then those people who say it's regressive add the most regressive tax possible back on top of it. So that's the other part that's puzzling to me as we go forward. But as you follow the money on this particular bill, you will see that it flows to some major corporations who are then able to buy some credits. The money goes to the coffers of Washington State, but they're able to move the money around between various interests so they'll get you on both sides. One, with the higher cost of gasoline. Second, with being able to move the money and their credits over to a natural gas enterprise or something like that to be able to maximize their profits. And again, I respect the company trying to use the system to maximize their profits. That's what corporations do, and I respect that. It's our job as legislators to make sure it's fair to the working people of Washington State. And I think that's where this bill really fails. It doesn't make it fair to the working people of Washington State. So it's not about climate change because it does nothing for the climate. It doesn't help change our tax system to make it more fair because it's actually a very regressive tax that we're putting in place. And this bill also, which I find quite interesting, creates this environmental justice committee and allows them to spend the money in certain ways the way they want to. And what's striking to me, I can't figure out why an amendment could be ruled out of scope and object when it talks about taxes, when the bill itself talks about or trying to have manufacturing jobs here that produce less carbon, when the bill itself authorizes the spending on projects which are in no way carbon related. You know, climate change does not target specific communities. If you believe in climate change, and climate change happens all the time, the climate changes constantly, naturally, over ages. It doesn't target a particular city in Washington State. There's not a cloud of CO2 over a particular community that impacts them.
I just can't help feeling that we're doing this incredible damage to the economy and for no good reason, Mr. President.
Greenhouse gases have somewhat stabilized since 2020, there's an 8% reduction. And although we should strive for more, creating a market scheme, a tax scheme that really becomes a game of big corporations. The same corporations we seem to at times berate for being successful, we're allowing them to play further games through market manipulation potential. And in return, we offer up, don't worry about it. we're going to have the Department of Ecology work out these details.
People have learned to do more with less, and they've done it on their own, Mr. President. But nobody wants to talk about that here. You know why? Because it doesn't achieve the objective. It doesn't support the policy that we are debating here tonight. But I can guarantee you that the people who can least afford this, least afford it, are going to pay the most. Going to pay the most.
I don't believe that this grand scheme that I hear wonderful adjectives about is going to treat our citizenry fair. And I think that that's our failure. Because if we truly were fair, it wouldn't be designed so that the big ones succeeded and the little ones failed.
I have been doing this for four decades, living on a farm for my entire life, Mr. President. I have been through cycles that we find in agriculture of ups and downs and ups and downs. This will make the downs more prolific, and the ups will be so softened we still may not profit.
All Republicans also voted no on high-cost fuel standards.
So here we are again, passing yet another regressive tax. So I became curious about what this really meant to the economically marginalized in our state. And this is what I just came up with, back of the napkin. Average vehicle, 20 gallons. Got to fill it up one time a week instead of once every other week now, because we know that the fuel efficiency of the fuel that will be used in this is, it takes more to go half the distance. It's not as powerful. So that turns into about $44 a month just in tax for this. Now, when you add in the cap and tax we just passed, it increases yet again. So when you run it out at the end of the year, it's about $528 just for the low carbon fuel standard. Now, of course, it's more with cap and tax. But, Mr. President, here's the point. We're all pretty much standing behind the family tax credit. Some of us not so excited about it. Some of us who know what it's like to be in that family are pretty excited about it. So we'll give $500. But then guess what, Mr. President? Just for low carbon fuel standard, they're still going to pay $28 more. So on the one hand, we say pay no attention to the man behind the curtain with the low carbon fuel standard and the cap and tax. Pay no attention, because over here, we're giving you some money for the working families tax credit. But the sad fact is, this is going to do nothing for the environment. And when given an opportunity tonight to do something that would be actionable, that would remove carbon, my colleague said, no, we like that amendment, but no, we're not going to do that. Some have said that this will be used to fund all of these things. But the fact of the matter is, there's no money to be had here. There's only money to be taken from the people who can least afford to give it to us, Mr. President. Some people who wonder how they're going to put dinner on the table. People who are going to have to figure out a different way to get to a work. See, this is super personal to me, because in Battleground, in my district, we have cheap land, but it is far and away from the job center. So people have to drive a far distance. They live out there because it's where they can afford to live. So now they're going to be paying more for fuel to get to work, where they may or may not earn minimum wage. Maybe they earn a little bit more. As we talk about regressive taxes, I think tonight we have seen possibly one of the most shameful nights in Senate history.
If you envision that this bill, the clean fuel, is magically going to make the emissions out of your tailpipe cleaner, that's just false. There's a complicated equation by which they calculate how the fuel is produced that somehow magically balances in favor of less carbon. But the emissions out your tailpipe are exactly the same. In a good running engine, it's water vapor and carbon dioxide. And it doesn't matter what kind of fuel, modern fuel, that you put in it, you get the same emissions. So this clean fuel, I picture people imagining that somehow their emissions are less harmful. They're not. They're exactly the same. Although, as Senator Wilson pointed out, you're using more gallons per mile.
Add this up. We're going to add $20 billion to the cost of fuel in our state over the next 16 years. That's the low estimate. It could be as high as $24 billion. Of that, only about 5%, 25% is going to go to transportation, most of it to other things. So our folks are going to spend a ton more money on fuel to get around, and they're not going to get better roads, they're not going to get better bridges. One of our colleagues said, this is all about the kids. Well, I don't buy that, because you don't help kids living in poverty by making life more expensive for their parents. You don't help them by making transportation more expensive. You don't help them by making it more expensive to get to soccer practice. You don't help them by making food more expensive.
The only honest thing about this gas tax without roads is there will be large fuel taxes, whether it's 10 cents, 20 cents, 57 cents. That's the truth. It's a gas tax without roads. It's only a matter of how big.
This is a bad bill. It hurts low-income people, hurts marginalized communities, people that really need our help. And here we're punishing them. We're putting an extra burden on them. I mean, they're just trying to come out of the pandemic. A lot of them, you know, haven't come out of that yet. And we're hurting them while they're down trying to get back on their feet.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.